Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the fight against COVID-19 continues in the Chippewa Valley and in the state of Wisconsin. We've got the latest next on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson, and welcome. This week, Wisconsin reported a record high number of 2,887 new COVID-19 cases, that coming on Thursday. Also, the highest number of hospitalizations, 109, and 21 more deaths Thursday. The latest numbers coming just a day after the state set a record with 27 COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday. Governor Evers and Health Services Secretary Designee Andrea Palm Thursday issued an emergency order to help address Wisconsin's healthcare staffing demands as hospitalizations continue to overwhelm hospitals, especially in places like the Fox Valley, Green Bay, and Wausau. But the Chippewa Valley could face this problem as well, as HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital emergency room Dr. Ken Johnson told WEAU-TV.
We are at risk of the exact same thing that's happening on the eastern part of the state for the exact same reasons. It very much could happen here, and that's why we want help from the people to make sure that you are staying distant, clean your hands, and wearing your mask.
Johnson says,
the problem becomes if we start getting a large number of people, you can outrun the amount of resources that you have.
So in a joint statement, Mayo Clinic Health System, HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospital, and Marshfield Medical Center all said the following, quote, Eau Claire area hospitals are continuing to see an increase in the number of COVID-19 related hospitalizations, particularly in the last couple of weeks. Statement continues, this is a situation that is and will continue to be very fluid, and in an effort to avoid confusion in our communities, we defer to the local and state health departments to provide data about COVID-19 related hospitalizations in anticipation of increasing COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin. The statement said, it's important the community is aware plans are in place at each hospital to ensure the needs of all our patients continue to be met through this pandemic. Meanwhile, Governor Evers issued a radio address on Thursday. Runs about 90 seconds. Here's what the governor had to say.
We are 7 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, and right now it's not slowing down. It's actually picking up speed. That's why I issued a new statewide face coverings order to help us try and contain this virus and stop the spread. But folks, if we're going to get this virus under control, then wearing a mask is the absolute least we need you to do. We have to put the brakes on this pandemic to keep our friends, family, employees, coworkers, and neighbors safe so that we can get through this pandemic together. And yes, it starts by wearing a mask whenever you're out and about. But we also need folks to understand that wearing a mask is not a substitute for social distancing. If you're planning to host a backyard barbecue with your extended family or a group of friends, please reconsider. If you're planning an event for your community or organization, please host it virtually. If you want to get out and support a local restaurant, enjoy it outside while wearing a mask or grab it to go. Skip the play dates, dinner parties, family get-togethers, and work conferences or any other gatherings with people you don't live with for the time being. And of course, wear a mask whenever you are around others who are not members of your household. This virus is real and is devastating our communities and will continue to do so until we get on the same team. Let's get through this together, Wisconsin, by staying apart. Thank you.
Also Thursday, Governor Evers held his second news conference of the week on COVID-19. He explained why he held a second one.
I am concerned about the alarming trends of COVID-19 we're seeing across our state.
Here's what the governor had to say.
Kathy and I are thinking about the family members and friends of all those who have lost someone to this virus. This is a grave, stark reminder for all of us in our state that COVID-19 isn't over. Our fight against this virus continues, and we know that now it's going to be harder than ever. As you all know, this spring we issued a safer at home order, and we had our state back on the right track. Unfortunately, Republicans in the legislature sued us over that order, and it was struck down by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That means the difference this fall is that we're missing an important tool from our toolbox that we had earlier this year to try and stop this virus and keep people safe. And it's why, just as I've done over the last several months, today, Wisconsinites, I need to ask for your help. I know it's frustrating. I know it's exhausting. I know it's hard. You've made sacrifices for months, from your job to your schooling to other basic day-to-day activities. You're missing seeing friends and family. You're missing heading to the neighborhood bar to watch the Packer games. You're missing birthday parties and movie theaters and everything that comes with life as it used to be. I know, Kathy and I miss it too. But at the end of the day, whether we're tired or not, the longer it takes for everyone to take COVID-19 seriously, the longer this virus will linger. Right now, we can't live like we're back to the way things used to be. We can't afford to act like things are business as usual. We have to get back to the basics in fighting this virus. First and foremost, I'm asking you to stay at home. Cancel the play dates and the dinner parties. Tell your friends and family members you'd rather hang out virtually because you care about them and you want to keep them safe. Grab a six-pack to drink at home, grab your food to go, and head out only when it's absolutely necessary. You are safer at home. Second, if you have to leave your house, I'm asking you to wear a mask whenever you are out and about. If you're going to the grocery store, grabbing gas, or picking up a takeout, wear a mask. And remember that masks aren't a substitute for social or physical distancing. Just because you're wearing a mask doesn't mean you don't have to stay 6 feet apart. We need you to do both. The surges we're seeing across the state are not an indication that masks don't work. It underscores what we've said all along, which is that masks only work if everyone wears them. My mask protects me, protects you, and our masks work best when we're wearing them together. Wearing a mask isn't a political statement. It's a sign to strangers you see that you care about them, their families, and your community. That's why today I'm also going to call on our businesses, our retailers, and our industries, the folks who have been important partners in this fight all along. I'm asking for your help too. Public health is a team sport, and we know everybody wants to do the right thing and lead by example. Please do your part to keep our customers, our workers, and their families safe by following our mask order, ensuring everyone can socially distance, and help us get back to the basics of fighting this virus. Earlier this year, we all worked together to flatten the curve. We stayed home. We only went out when it was necessary, and we took care of our neighbors and each other. We face that challenge again today to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and work to flatten the curve so that we can ensure our doctors and our nurses and healthcare workers can continue to do their important work. I know these are difficult times. It's been a difficult year, and we have difficult days ahead. But I have no doubt in the grit and determination of the people of this state and the resilience we share when we work together. Thank you all for the work you're already doing and the work we all have to do together in the days and weeks ahead to keep each other healthy and safe.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, his opening statement before his second press briefing on COVID-19 this week, coming on Thursday, airing live on YouTube. Also taking part in that event, Dr. Emron Andrabi, who's the president and CEO of Fetacare, and he wanted to echo the governor's remarks.
I couldn't agree more with everything that you have said. And I'll just bring a perspective from our communities that we serve as an organization. We have seen the same increases that you talk about. 4 weeks ago, I had 13 COVID patients in our hospitals. Today, I have 64. That's a six-fold increase in the number of people admitted. 95% of my beds are full. 250 of my workers today at ThetaCare team members did not show up for work. And it is not because they are getting infected while they are at work. It is because after a nurse has spent 12, 14 hours doing what she does, or a physician or another provider, we go out, and if everybody is not masking, you get infected or you get exposed to something in the community, and then they cannot come back to work and take care of people. Why it is important is because it is not only that we have to ensure that we are there to take care of the patients who have COVID within our communities, but we also have to continue to ensure that we are there for all the other things that people receive in the community as well. So we are still having people who could potentially have a heart attack, and we need to be there for them. And people who have strokes, and we need to be there for them. And people who develop a traumatic process, and we need to be there for them. And we need to be there for the women who need to get mammograms, and the kids who need to be immunized. And so if our people and team members are going to get infected and they are not going to be able to do the work that they need to do to serve the people of our community, then it creates a very difficult situation for us. So sometimes it's not just the number of beds that are available, it's also the people that actually serve the people in that bed. The other thing that I would say is the answer to taking care of these people who have developed COVID or are developing COVID is not to have more hospital beds, as the governor said. The way we actually can answer this problem or create a solution is by keeping ourselves more safe, by doing the simple things that may be aggravating at times, that may be difficult at times, the masking, the social distancing, not gathering in large numbers, now going into the flu season, making sure that we get the flu shot, making sure that you're keeping distance from somebody who may have symptoms, making sure that we are not having sleepovers, for example. All of those things contribute to the number of cases that we are seeing in our communities. And as the governor said, this is really a responsibility that we all have to take very seriously. Because if some of us do it and others don't, it doesn't work. We all have to play a part. And my appeal to the people of Wisconsin, the leaders, and each and every individual would be, let's do our part, not only to keep us safe, but to keep our loved ones safe and to keep our communities safe. Handling COVID in ICU beds on ventilators and having the death rate that we had yesterday is not the answer to the problem. And we as Wisconsin and we as healthcare providers don't want to see ourselves on that list of the top three states in the country that are having the surge that we are having. So please help. Let's come together. Let's figure this out. And as the governor said, we've done it before and we can do it again. And let's follow the simple steps that we need to follow to make it happen. Thank you very much.
Dr. Emron Andrabi, President and CEO of ThetaCare, from the governor's news conference on COVID-19 on Thursday. A couple of other loose ends that relate to COVID in the state. A judge in Waukesha County on Thursday afternoon temporarily blocking state health officials from releasing the names of businesses with employee COVID cases. The order will remain in effect for 5 days. It was issued after the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filed a lawsuit Thursday afternoon to stop the state from identifying employers with at least two workers with positive COVID tests. In his news conference, Governor Evers said media outlets had requested the information, and he said the state was complying with their requests.
Our lawyers have looked at that. And it is a legitimate release that we're going to be doing. And I can't tell you which businesses or the numbers or anything like that. All I know is we have an obligation to the public to obey the law in that area. And we will be releasing to the people in the media that have asked for that information.
But that release has been halted at least for 5 days, as WMC argues the records are protected by patient confidentiality laws and that disclosure would harm businesses by effectively blacklisting them. David Miner is the president of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce. He tells WEAU-TV.
It could be used as a way to punish businesses, it's a way to maybe try and humiliate them, because what's not being communicated is how those employees may have been infected with COVID.
Miner says,
from the beginning of this, every business that I've talked to has told me, Dave, I want to protect my customers. I want to protect my staff. I want to do the right thing. Those things are being seen by the consumers, and so they need to continue to support those industries and those businesses that are doing those things.
And finally, the U.S. House passed a $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package Thursday, mostly along party lines. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse voted for the updated HEROES Act, while GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher from the Green Bay area was a no vote. Kind says it would provide relief to Wisconsinites as the COVID-19 crisis continues and includes support for small businesses. The package includes a $1,200 stimulus check for taxpayers and $500 for dependents and weekly unemployment payments. Gallagher, the Republican, says House Democrats wasted time on a $2 trillion liberal wish that has no chance of becoming law. Remember, Republicans control the Senate. Gallagher's calling for House leaders to cancel the October recess until members deliver real bipartisan relief. The fight against COVID-19 continues. Do what you need to. Stay safe. Keep your neighbors safe. And let's get through this and get to the other side. The preceding has been a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.